Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So from David Beckham and Rihanna to Dua Lipa and Blackpink's Lisa, hosts of celebrities have been spotted showcasing their La Boubou collections. And for those of you who aren't familiar with them, I'm not talking about a designer handbag or the latest tech gadget. It's a teddy that looks a bit like a gremlin. And the one that I have has nail polish. Adam McGuire is here from the RTE business desk to tell us more about these things. I'm delighted that you have one as well.
Yeah, I was loaned this one by my daughter.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I have to be very careful with it now.
So do I.
Yeah, so I need security or something.
What do you think of it?
Yeah,
it's the kind of the mouth really that freaks me out a bit. They've got very many teeth, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and they're going up into the hairline there as well. And the eyes are a bit, little bit angry, but it's nice and soft, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of somewhere between kind of creepy and cute, you know.
Yeah.
So it somehow toes that line, but yeah.
So will you tell us what it is then for people who don't know?
Yeah, so it's generally a teddy. It can be a toy as well. More often than not, you see them as key rings on people's bags, but they can be regular little teddies as well. Or figures. And they're not actually officially called La Boubou. This is something I learned. So La Boubou is the name of one of the variants, one of the characters. They all have different names and there's, you know, different varieties out there. The range of toys is officially known as the monsters.
That's what it says on the label here.
Yeah. So La Boubou is one of the monsters. And they've actually been around for a lot longer than you think. They were created in 2015 by an artist called Kaysing Lung, who was born in Hong Kong, raised in the Netherlands, moved to Belgium. And initially they were little vinyl or plastic figurines, relatively popular in China when they came out in 2015. Then in 2019, Lung struck a partnership with a Chinese toy company called Pop Mart. And this is where things really began to take off. They made the plush versions, the teddy versions that we have here, and the key rings as well. And they proved hugely popular with Chinese consumers, particularly in the aftermath of the pandemic. There's a feeling that maybe people were looking for something that wasn't perfect or polished. They wanted something a little bit strange and a little bit offbeat, and this kind of ticked the box perfectly. Some think it's also the example of the lipstick effect, which is that kind of disputed economic theory that when people are under financial pressure, they treat themselves to smaller luxuries rather than bigger luxuries. So the idea was you buy a nice lipstick rather than a whole new outfit, or in this case, you know, a 20 or 30 euro little teddy to clip onto your handbag rather than buying a new handbag altogether.
Is that how much they are, between 20 and 30?
Yeah, again, and you know, depending on whether you're buying them the black market or the secondary market or whatever it is, but that seems to be the price. They're much cheaper in China. I think they work at about, they're less than 10 euro equivalent in China.
That's
as well.
What they should be. They should be 10 euro. Like, look
yeah,
at them.
I mean, they're just little teddies, like, yeah. But it's this interesting overlap between toys and fashion, because, you know, they are something for kids, but they've become hugely popular as a fashion accessory as well. And that's helped to kind of boost the sale value of them.
So how did they grow in popularity in the rest of the world outside China?
Well, Pop Mart has been targeting growth outside of China. It wants to kind of emulate the success of Lego and becoming a global brand. But really what helped was all those big names, some of them that you mentioned, you know, the likes of Rihanna, Dua Lipa, spotted with them dangling from their bags or posting them on social media. David Beckham was given one by his daughter Harper, and he then posted that to social media. So all of this helping really to catapult them into the consciousness of consumers in America and in Europe and make them something that people here really wanted. So I think, though, the big part of the success is the business model that Pop Mart has perfected around the La Boubou, because they have all these different ranges. So and I love the names of them. So they translate as have a seat, big into energy, and exciting macaron is one of the ranges as well. Yeah, exactly. It rolls off the tongue. And you know, they all have different dolls available, but they're sold in what are called blind boxes, or they tend to be blind boxes.
So the LOL idea is, model.
Exactly. You get a box. You've no indication what's inside. And there's an element of surprise involved then as well. They do limited edition releases. In some cases, one out of every 100 is a so-called chaser, which is a kind of a rare variety of it. They have collaborations with brands like Coca-Cola and Uniqlo, and they're also sold in blind boxes in limited quantities. And it's kind of led to this virality, people doing unboxing videos or showing their find. It's kind of collectible, or it's seen to be collectible as well, because people want a specific one, or they want to buy the whole range. And to do that, you have to probably buy multiples of them, because you have to find the ones that you want, which is obviously very good for sales. And, you know, you have to go to great lengths to get, if there's one in particular you want, or you want the whole range, the whole exciting macaron range, you have to buy lots of them. And I said, that's very good for Pop Mart sales.
Yeah. Now, you would have critics saying that leads to dopamine hits.
Yeah.
Similar feeling to what it's like when you're gambling.
There is that criticism of it, yeah, that you know, it's addictive, basically. And it's been criticised in China as well because of kind of questions raised about the ethics of these blind boxes. Remarks on Chinese state media last month led to Popmart share price actually falling, kind of suggestion maybe this might be curtailed in China. They're not the first ones to do it. I mean, you mentioned LOL dolls.
Yeah.
They would have done it. We've lots of other brands like Funko Pops and Hatchimals, even big names like Disney and Barbie, to some degree do these kind of surprise mystery boxes. But the criticism is that they're addictive and they're targeted at kids. So even though adults might be interested in them, they are targeted at kids ultimately. And some see it as a kind of form of gambling that, you know, you're paying your money, you don't know what you're going to get. It might be valuable or rare, it might be what you want, or it could be something that you already have. Not to mention the cost to consumers of having to buy lots and lots of these things to get the one you want, and the waste that's kind of produced as well. I suppose the counter argument there is we've had this for years, like Lucky Dip bags.
They were the loot boxes of our day.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, there was Premier League stickers, there were Pogs, then there were Match Attack cards. Like, yeah. So we've had varieties of this. I suppose these are more expensive though, and there's a lot more of these kind of blind boxes out there. Mm-hmm. So it's a much bigger cost to consumers.
But people are going wild for them, right? I mean, you've stories of brawls breaking out.
Yeah, so queues overnight outside shops for the latest kind of drop is quite common. Brawls breaking out of people trying to get their hands on them. Some of the Popmart shops in London twice had to suspend sales and recent months because people were going nuts trying to get their hands on a particular product. And needless to say, then when you have something that's highly sought after but in short supply, the black market kind of comes in to fill the gap. So we have counterfeiters that create very kind of similar types of toys. They're known as lefufus. They're the fake labubus that are on the market.
Lefufus,
yeah.
And how do I know if this thing is a labubu or lefufu?
See, this is the thing. Some of them are extremely convincing. Apparently, recently now, Popmart has started adding an invisible stamp onto the foot of the official versions. You need a UV light to shine it, and that will tell you that's the official one. But there's lots of other kind of tells. Again, there's YouTube videos of people explaining, here's how you tell the difference between a labubu and lefufu. Some of them aren't particularly well made. There's been warnings as well about, you know, potential safety of parts falling off and choking hazards because they're not passing safety standards.
I'm just pulling his feet here and his arms to check that everything's staying intact.
I'm not going to run that risk, to be honest with you. You also have, you know, a kind of black market or a sub-industry around accessories as well. So, for example, I went onto Etsy and you could find a little mock Prada outfit. You can find gold chain necklaces, face tattoos, Crocs that are all made for your labubu.
I was asked for labubu outfits.
As part of a birthday present. Yeah.
Popmart then, the company, I mean, they must just be huge off the back of this.
Yeah, and it's a really incredible growth since they established in 2010. They sell a lot of toys. Labubu is just one of them. And as I mentioned, they were focused on China for a long time. Now they're really making an effort to push globally. So they have 530 actual physical stores worldwide, 2,470 what they call robo stores, basically vending machines selling their products. Most of them are in China, but about 130 physical shops in other countries, including England and France. Non-China sales now 40% of the revenue. Their revenues doubled last year to the equivalent of 1.5 billion euro. Profits tripled to 390 million euro, largely driven by Labubus. They now have a valuation that's more than double the combined valuation of Hasbro and Mattel. That's, you know, how much they're seen as in growth mode. And of course, they're really kind of capitalizing on this trend. So we have a Labubu TV show and a film in the works at the moment, which will probably just lead to even greater sales of the teddies as well.
Do you want to swap Labubus? Can you imagine the trouble we get into if we swapped?
I wouldn't be let back in the house. It could be yours one could be a rare one.
We don't know enough about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting a good deal there or not.
I don't know. I'd have to consult. I might get some advice.
My people will talk to your people and we'll figure something out.
Thanks so much, Adam. And if you get any new ones, will you bring them in to show us?
I will.
Great. Not a lefufu though, a labubu.